Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining us on today's program is Director of the Pella Regional Health Center Foundation, Jesse Underwood, and Manager of Hospice, Carol Watson. They're here to talk about this year's Hearts for Hospice. Well, Jesse, a successful night, it sounds like, for one of the bigger fundraisers here at Pella Regional Health Center. First of all, how did Hearts for Hospice go, and what were some of the key numbers and goals that you were able to accomplish?
Hearts for Hospice has really grown in its popularity from its start 5 years ago. When we see a need within the community for hospice care, we felt that this would be something that not only affects just you and I, but everyone within our community at some point in their life is faced with the need for hospice care, whether it's a loved one or a family member. And so when we put this event together, it's really drawn out a lot of community support, as well as people from just all walks of life saying, you know what, we want to be able to make a difference for hospice. I might not have had care here at our comfort house, but I've had an experience, and so it means something near and dear to my heart. So this year for our event, we were able to be successful and having 280 people come out that evening, and we raised just over $135,000 from our efforts.
Overall, just give our listeners a scope of what that impact means for hospice.
Well, it's a huge impact because annually hospices, not just unique here in Pella, but across the country, are faced with depletions of funds that come from major insurance companies as well as from just Medicare. So what we look at is how can we offset that operational loss? And so this gala event really provides us an opportunity to be able to make a difference for the families that utilize our services, whether it's for one day, 1 week, or for up to however much time they are with us. And so this event on an annual basis has helped us to be able to offset some of those operational losses that Pella Regional Health Center has made as its mission to be able to keep continuing the efforts of the Comfort House.
And we've had numerous conversations over the years with many members of hospice about its importance here at Pella Regional Health Center. So I'll give you a chance to share that right now. Why is this a critical aspect of what Pella Regional does?
I think Pella Regional Health Center starts at the cradle and goes to the grave. So we are there at the end to give support. Hospice isn't just the Comfort House. I think a lot of people get confused and think that's all we are. We also go into the homes, and in fact, that's where most of our patients are, and that's where they want to be. So it's just that support system for helping people through those last phases of their life.
How important is it to you, to someone who's there every day and you see this firsthand, how critical are these funds to what you do?
They're very critical. There's a lot of expenditures that we put out to take care of a patient. People also don't understand that hospice is a Medicare benefit. So Medicare pays us a certain amount per day, and then we are responsible for everything that patient needs, whether that's medications, there's equipment, it's our services, that's the RN, the social worker, it's everybody. So we just get one lump sum, and it's usually not enough. So it is extremely critical that we have these memorials and these fundraisers.
Well, and this is a big fundraiser, Jesse, but the need continues year-round. How can folks, A, contribute maybe on a regular basis, and why is it critical to have that funding come in, not just during Hearts for Hospice, but all the way through to Hospice Month in November and so on?
Well, the unique thing is that people can give to hospice throughout the year through memorial gifts that they designate from their loved ones to go to benefit the Hospice of Pella. They can do that by outright donations, by contacting my office. I'm available by email or by phone. My phone number is 641-628-6625, and my email address is j.underwood@pellahealth.org. And they can just contact me, let me know that their families are interested in making that memorial gift to make a difference for hospice, as well as designating those gifts through their funeral service homes providers, that they can provide that information for them as well. And one thing that was unique this year was the fact that we had a need for a van for our comfort house. The van that we're currently utilizing has kind of reached its end of its utilization, and it was starting to have some mechanical problems. And so what we found was that we wanted to be able to provide that loving care support for maybe that last ride to the family farm, or they wanted to go get their hair done, or even a patient who wants to elect to come to hospice to forego that $800 ambulance ride, that we were able to go and pick them up with a van. And so at this event, we had a fund a need, and that need was met by the loving hearts of the people that were there in attendance, that they came forward and felt that compassion in their hearts to be able to make a difference for hospice. And we were able to purchase that van for the utilization of our volunteers and for our patients to be able to now have a van that they can rely on and to be able to make a difference for the families that need it.
Once again, that was Jesse Underwood and Carol Watson with Pella Regional Health Center discussing this year's Hearts for Hospice. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.